Yeah, so you blew it again. The same temptation, the same sin again. Can you really go to God again and ask Him for His forgiveness? Really? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to Fresh. Anyone who's been a parent knows what it's like when the kids don't do as they're told. And I guess for us fathers, hardwired as we are to be the disciplinarians of the household, sometimes the anger comes out a little too quickly, because the last thing we need is the children misbehaving, right? You probably noticed that. And so it's easy for us to have the same expectation of God. We imagine that He's ready to pounce on us the moment we put a foot wrong, as though He's sitting there waiting to jump on us. Thankfully, though, God isn't always what we expect Him to be. Sometimes the view, the perspective we get from our spot in this sinful world in which we live isn't the right one. That's why getting God's word into our hearts is so important. Psalm 86, verse 15. My Lord, You are a kind and merciful God. You are patient, loyal, and full of love. See, God is such a great dad. He gives us room to make mistakes and to learn from them without having to jump down our throats, just as you'd expect of a good father. In the original Hebrew language in which this verse is written, it literally says that God is slow to anger. That's the very definition of patience. And not only is He patient, but He's loyal, and His love is steadfast, solid as a rock. So when we blunder, as we do, we can get up, dust ourselves off, and go back to Him and say, Lord, I got it wrong. And yet again experience His kindness and His mercy. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God doesn't try to change us by beating us over the head with a rule book. He has something much better than that. God changes us by letting us experience His boundless love time and time again. And that's what our latest life application booklet, The Power of Love, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.